Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The NYPD out with new video of the suspects in a spate of anti-Semitic vandalism in Forest Hills. Council Speaker Julie Menin was among those who gathered outside a synagogue that was targeted.
The safety of the Jewish community and all communities in New York, but it is a Jewish community that is experiencing 53% of all hate crimes. And yet the Jewish community is a little less than 12% of the New York City population.
Private homes have also been vandalized, including the house belonging to Yossi Aliev's son, where somebody scrawled a giant swastika. Aliev tells ABC 7, the city's not doing enough to stop this.
I think they have to do more, much more. Because before, if you go 10, 20 years ago, nobody had the guts to do something like that.
You can see the video of the suspects on the NYPD's X page. The police department called to a protest outside the Park East Synagogue on the Upper East Side. That's where a real estate expo was taking place. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators rallied against what they said promoted the illegal sale of stolen Palestinian land. The Mamdani administration had also condemned the event. Police set up a perimeter around the synagogue, but there were a couple of skirmishes reported. The NYPD says there were no arrests. Mayor Mamdani announcing $20 million to help children in the Bronx who are suffering from asthma, which community advocates say is caused by increased pollution from congestion pricing. In fact, the money is coming from the MTA's congestion pricing mitigation program. It'll be split between community-based asthma services and programs that provide medication in schools, with 15 more schools added to the list. City lawmakers to hold their first ever public hearing today on the program that reduces the cost to ride the subways and buses around town.
The Fair Fares program has been around the city for years, but according to many of the advocates who are going to be rallying later on this morning,
Fair Fares has yet to achieve its promise. But by broadening and deepening affordability, the city can finally make it lower costs for millions of New Yorkers.
Danny Perlstein with Riders Alliance, checking in with 1010 Winds, explains what they're hoping to do.
We are calling on the mayor and the council to adopt a budget next month that offers free fares for currently eligible New Yorkers living at or below 150% of the federal poverty level, and expands the half fare program to reach working people up to 300% of the poverty line.
Council Speaker Julie Menin will also be part of the rally before this first ever hearing on fair fares by the city council happens later on today. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at City Hall.
On the heels of the ruckus outside Wyckoff Medical Center the other day, where ICE had brought a man they had arrested, the Trump administration again getting into it with New York State. Here's Governor Hochul.
All I'll say to Mr. Homan is that Donald Trump himself said he would not send a surge of ICE agents to the state of New York unless I ask. I'm not asking.
That's after Trump border czar Tom Homan said this at a security expo in Phoenix.
What's going to happen in places like New York and these other people that want to pass this ridiculous legislation not to work with us? We're going to flood the zone. You're going to see more ICE agents you've ever seen before.
The governor says when appropriate, they do.
Continue working with ICE in cases of dangerous criminals. We always have, always will. That will not waver.
New York lawmakers are working on legislation that would limit ICE actions across the state. It includes restricting them from schools, churches, and other sensitive locations without a judicial warrant. It would also prohibit agents from concealing their faces and would establish a right to sue federal officers for constitutional violations. First, the fatal airplane and fire truck crash at LaGuardia. Then, the plane that clipped a light pole and delivery truck while landing in Newark. Now, a close call at JFK, where two planes, a private one and a Delta jet, came within 500 feet of each other. The Delta was at 2,100, while the Cirrus plane was at just under 2,600 feet. Meantime, this comes just 2 weeks after two planes came within 400 feet of each other at Kennedy. So far, no comment from the FAA. A Long Island nursing student got some unexpected real-life experience, and she saved a life.
This was a test that was not on paper. Sage Collalori, who is a nursing student and works here at Rico's Pizza in Levittown, says she immediately started chest compressions when one of her customers collapsed.
I did a full round of compressions. After about 2 minutes, I would say that she kind of like choked up. She started talking to us again.
The 20-year-old says she could not believe the experience happened.
As a student, we're always practicing for situations like this. So it was just honestly very crazy and kind of like, I can't believe this is happening moment.
The woman is recovering. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
If you know that this is Teacher Appreciation Week across the country, you can move to the head of the class. If not, we'd like to introduce you to one very special teacher. Meet Erica Yonks. She teaches studio arts at the Martin Luther King Jr. High School for Law, Advocacy, and Community Justice in Manhattan. Ms. Yonks learned early on that motivating greatness in her kids requires a lot of resources, and that requires a lot of money. Money that comes in the form of donations from the public.
I don't want teachers to be spending out of their pocket. I want teachers to not feel a financial or any kind of stress to their projects. I want them to feel excited, right? When young people are free to explore and learn and grow, that's better for us as a society and a community.
Well, listen to this. Ms. Yonks has helped to raise more than $300,000 for materials for her classroom and classrooms throughout her school. If you would like to help a school or a teacher in your neighborhood, it's easy. Just go to donorschoose.org/map. 1010 Winds is a proud media partner of NYC Pride, and this year a fellow journalist is a big part of the celebration. Bernie Wagenblast, who also happens to be a longtime voice in the New York City subways, is one of the grand marshals, along with Dominique Jackson and Bowen Yang. Bernie came out as transgender only 3 years ago.
It's such an honor to be in the parade and to represent. But I think in terms of what it makes me feel is, as a transgender woman, it makes me feel that visibility is so important right now.
Bernie says while huge progress has been made since the first Pride March in 1970, the fight for equality continues.
Visibility is so important right now. Living in the New York, New Jersey area, the Northeast, where we have a lot of acceptance and support, you can lose sight of what it might be like for people who are in less accepting areas.
This year's theme is For All of Us, highlighting unity and advocacy for LGBTQ plus people nationwide. The NYC Pride March is coming up Sunday, June 28th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.